Hey, I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, what on earth was that?
I don't know. I was like, what? Who's the third person talking?
Yeah, very weird. But okay,
Well,
I
for that reason,
never.
I disconnected the phone. I was like, okay, well, let me. I was trying to go ahead and call you, but you called me. All right.
Okay, no worries. I just.
Yeah, as I was saying, that Sam did tell me about like 2 weeks ago, or I suppose it was when I was, not well. He told me that he talked to you and he will be taking care of all of the stuff for you. So I was like, okay, well, if she said that, then of course, go ahead, please take care of it. All right, I did told him about all of the things that we discussed about. All right, and he said that he will take care of it, so I don't have to worry about it. So that's the reason I was, taking out the project.
Well, that I don't know why he did that. I never asked him to do that. He never communicated that with me. We never really even had a conversation other than a couple of days ago, or on Friday, when we had one conversation.
Oh.
And that was last Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, I was like, okay, well, I wasn't aware of that. So that is the reason Thomas did call me. He was like, okay, well, hey, Rachel is here and she wants to speak to you only. I was like, what? Okay. So
Well,
Thomas.
I mean, I understand you have other clients and I'm not really your responsibility, but at the same time, I'm not getting any help from Peter at all. I'm not getting any help from Sam. I don't know what to do. And you're the only one that knows my project more than anyone else.
Well, not a problem. And you are, of course, important to me as well. All right? Don't say it like that, I'm not important to you. I'm not responsibility. You are, of course. You and I have been working on this project for such a long time now.
Yes, that's why I'm like super confused. Like, there's still so much confusion, and I don't understand.
Well, that's
I
the thing.
don't
I was trying to find Sam so I can check on what are the things that are going on and stuff and all. All right, because I really do not want you to be confused or you to be stressed out or you to, cry at all.
Right. And
I do not like
that's,
it.
I know, it's very stressful. I'm trying super hard to keep my patience, as you know, but I don't know what else to do. Honestly, I don't even really want to talk to Sam because he gets upset. He gets frustrated with me and then in turn makes me upset.
Oh, okay.
So, to be honest, I don't know what to do. You give me the best options, whether it's a new project lead and I can explain to them, or I don't know, what do you suggest?
Well, I have to check where they are at this time because I was taking off and I don't know what's going on and whatnot. So if you can just give me like half an hour or 20 minutes max, I can check on it first, and then I can, give you an answer to that because I do not want you to be upset by anything, all right? And I do not want to keep you any kind of false promises at all.
I hope not. I mean, but here we are still.
I understand that because I was not aware of the fact that the project has not moved an inch. So that is the reason it has happened like that. But if you can just give me like 30 minutes or 20 minutes max timing so I can check up on the
Okay.
project and get back to you with it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Just let me know.
No problem, no problem. And the fact that I was not replying you over text, if you have made any text, is that because my phone was smashed? All right, and I was not able to make any kind of communication with anyone. So I've applied for a new, SIM card, all right, and all from the company. And when it's here, I'll leave you a text, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem, no problem. You take care of yourself. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.